And let's talk about the start of your season. 2-2 so far, but a very tough schedule at the outset. Fill us in on your ball game so far this year.
Yeah, so taking over the program last year, one of the things Mark and I talked about was potentially looking at upgrading our non-conference schedule. We added Neillsville and an Assumption, and Mark had asked me, are you okay with playing them early in the season? And what a great measuring stick to have those two programs, historically successful programs, and we played them early on. The Neillsville game obviously came down to last couple possessions. The Assumption game, I think we took a lot of valuable lessons from that game. My message to the girls after Assumption was, whether we had won that game or lost it, I was going to give them the same message. It's one of 24 games, and we're early in the season, and it's better to kind of see where you're at and what you need to work on. And obviously that program is both of those programs are exceptional programs, and we'll be better. We'll be better as the season goes on, and we'll learn from those early season contests. And I think that was important for us. I think that sectional final last year against Lena, you know, the kids, I think we probably overachieved a little bit last year, if I were to be candid with you, and to get to that stage. And I felt like it was later in the year before we were in those games, and I wanted to have the kids experience that early in the season this year in playing those two programs, who both sectional finalists last year in D4 and D5. So I feel like, and it may sound silly saying this with two losses, but I feel like we're a better basketball team after those two games.
How about your two wins?
So we opened up against New Lisbon and then had Nakusa in the first part of the Cranberry Classic. I thought we were very efficient in both of those games. You know, we approached every game the same, no matter who the opponent is. We kind of play. We talk about playing Pittsville basketball. You know, everything starts with defense for us. We play man-to-man. There's no surprises. We play man defense. We man people up. We like to put full court pressure on teams. We play hard. I felt like we went out in those games and we executed, and we were very efficient in what we needed to accomplish during those games.
And let's talk about your ball club this year. Tell us about some of your young ladies and where they fit in this season.
So we're very senior laden. We graduated one senior from last year's squad. So this year we're in we're sitting in the opposite situation where we have nine seniors total, eight of them on varsity. So we're eight seniors and one junior. And you know, we have this crew has played together since they were third graders, fourth graders, and they gained some valuable experience last year. We have a lot of we lead by committee on the team. They kind of know what to expect from each other. They enjoy playing basketball with each other. Reese and Brooke and Bryn have been on varsity since their freshman year, so this is their fourth year of experience. Several of the other girls, Emma, Kaylee, Ava, they've been on the team the last 2 years with significant varsity experience the last 2 years here. And so we have a veteran team. Gwen was up last year and played, you know, full season for us. So a lot of experience with this team. And then Lana, our lone junior. But all of those eight saw significant time last year on that 24-5 team from last year. So the second year in a system, you know, we came in and we started, you know, they were a zone team and we started playing man-to-man and probably a little more up-tempo. And it was a learning experience. And that's why I felt maybe we overachieved a little bit last year. Now this is the second year, including the summer. We played some pretty good competition in some summer tournaments. And I felt like the kids now, they're seeing things in the offense and on the court that last year maybe they had to think about. So I'm excited about where we can go as far as moving things up a level this year here with some of the things we can try to accomplish.
Coach, can you talk about the difficulty of taking players who are used to playing zone defense and getting them to play man-to-man?
This group, Jane, they adapted rather quickly last year. I kind of felt, and honestly, what the struggles were early season last year is we fouled anything that moved. We were in foul trouble a lot in those first six games. And they had to learn, like, what was tight defense without fouling. And the only way to learn that is to play it, right? And by midseason, we weren't overly aggressive, and that foul trouble thing kind of disappeared. So that was the biggest transition. And then just, you know, kind of the idea of where am I supposed to be off the ball and playing gaps and those types of things in the terminology. But this group picked it up rather quickly. And I'll tell you, it was very evident to me watching them as sophomores. I went to a lot of their games, and you can see the aggressive. Like, they run hot. Part of being a coach is know your team. And I'll be frank with you. One of my biggest fears is when we have a small lead at the end of games, because when we have to run the clock out, it's a challenge with this crew. So we more or less run like a Memphis weave up top, because it's really hard to get them to run something like a four corners and slow the ball down. They just run hot in that man-to-man defense, and picking them up full court just kind of plays into that's who they are. And, you know, it's live by the sword, die by the sword, right? Like, some games it's like we get a little frantic and we get caught up in that stuff. But I'll tell you, they're fun crew to watch, and they play the game the right way, and enjoyable to coach this crew, because they play hard.
How about some things on the floor that they do pretty well?
Well, you know, defensively, I would tell you, I think we're getting to that point where in a lot of games, that Neillsville game, you know, it's hard to be, you know, a loss is still a loss, but we allowed two field goals in the second half of that game against a really good Neillsville squad. And, you know, I thought we played really, really good defense against Assumption. We did some things well in the half court. The problem is there, you know, they turn you over so much, and they had so many transition baskets, and they shot so well from three. But we're usually pretty confident that if we can get teams into where we're defending them in the half court, that we're a pretty good defensive team. Offensively, we have some room for growth. Like, if you were to ask me, Achilles heel that's been for us in the last year plus is slow starts. We have trouble putting the ball in the basket in the beginning of games. I feel like a couple of the games this year we've got off to a faster start, including the Neillsville and Assumption games. I mean, we scored early, but I would list the defensive piece, and they're hard workers. They work as hard in practice as they do in the games. You know, we preach like you practice hard enough, the games seem easy, and they practice hard. They go after each other in a good competitive way. So that would be something I would list. And just this group, you know, the coaches were talking on the way up here. We had a team meal tonight, and we had a tough loss Saturday. And the kids took it hard. The coaches took it hard. And we went to the team meal over at the coach's house, and the kids were laughing and doing karaoke. And they're just a close-knit group, and that's varsity JV, the whole group together and stuff. They're just great kids on and off the court. So
you have some real standout ball players on this team also. Tell us about some of those players and where they play for you.
Yeah, our returning all-conference players last year, obviously Reese last year was honorable mention all-state. She was second in the state in D5 three-point percentage, shot 47% from three. I would often say this about Reese is, if Reese wanted to score 25 points a game, Reese could score 25 points a game, right? She's just such a creator where she wants to get everybody else involved. But she's a prolific scorer. And then what's impressive about her is she plays equally as hard on defense. Like, like to put that type of effort in on the defensive end and do what she does on offense is impressive, because you don't see that all the time. You can see scorers. You see kids that are locked on defenders. She does both. Brooke Grossman was all conference last year. Her and Reese are kind of a dynamic duo up front defensively for us. They allow us a lot of things. Bryn Friday is a nice post presence, very skilled. She's not a back to the basket post player, but she's able to do a lot of things that fit within our offensive schemes, where she's a good complement with those guards. We got Emma Bowden. I thought Emma got injured with 13 minutes ago in the second half. She's been a real pleasant surprise how she's really stepped it up a notch this year. Kaylee Jacobson is another one of those kids who goes out there, and in some games she'll score 7 points for you, some games she'll score two, but she'll give you a consistent defense and effort out there. Gwen compliments Bryn in the post. They're our post duo. And does the same thing. We don't have a lot of flashy kids. They just kind of get the job done, and they play roles on the team. And then coming off the bench, we have Ava Jones and Lana Vollert are from last year's team that fill in kind of in probably, I would tell you, like 3, 4, 5 positions for us. So we go deep. I would say this about the group, and I think it's a compliment to them. I've said before, no one's going to watch us warm up at a game and be like, holy cow, like those, they're physical specimens who are basketball players. We got good blue collar kids that are just hard workers, and they go out there and they may not pass the eye test for, you know, 6 foot basketball players, but boy, they give it everything they got when they're on the court. So we kind of play that role. We like that a little bit, where we go out there in any given game. We've had, you know, last year I think we had 6 different leading scorers during the course of the season last year, which I think is a credit to the girls. Like, if they take Reese away, someone else will step up and score points for us. So we can score in different ways, and I think everybody plays their role. That defense plays in our program. We say that all the time. You play defense, you're going to get spotted. You're going to be on the court, and you're going to get some playing time.
You know, Coach, the Pittsfield girls program was down for a few years and now certainly having great success. What's the mood in the community like to see the good success for the Pittsfield girls basketball program?
I would say this. Pittsfield's a blue-collar town, right? Kind of meat and potatoes town. They like that the girls play basketball that way. Like, what I hear what people say, they come and they love watching these kids go out and compete. And, you know, I'm thinking back to the Lena sectional final. Jason might remember, I think we were down 26 in that game in the second half, and we cut that lead down to 7 points. And what we said in the timeout was, we're not quitting. We're going after this thing till the final horn, which has kind of been our mantra. And they went out and cut it to single digits in that game, and the community likes that, right? Like, they love coming in and cheering for kids that play hard. And I often say to the girls, we have big crowds for girls basketball, and just winning isn't going to get you a big crowd, but when you're good kids and you know, your competitors, people are going to come out and support you because people want to support good kids. And that's what we have in our program, is we have good kids and they're great role models. Our youth basketball numbers are up in the girls program. And I attribute it directly to this crew the last 2 years, is they have these young girls wanting to play basketball and come in. We have youth ball girls. We started that program last year. The young girls come and they serve as ball girls. It's fun to see. And I would love to tell you, like I've had people say, well, Coach, you came in and turned things around. Well, no offense to Harbor Freight, but I would say the difference is when you're coming in with Craftsman tools versus, like, let's be realistic. For a lot of it was, I had a lot to work with when I took over the program last year. So there was a good foundation built already, and it's been a fun ride. And you know, we got the whole year ahead of us here yet, so it's been fun. It's been enjoyable.
Jason, anything you have for Coach Knott?
Yeah, Coach, I look at last year, you know, most of the girls back this year, so I think it's fair to compare those. You won at 45, and you won at 85 during the season. Where are you and your girls comfortable on the winning side on the point total?
Not 85, I'm going to tell you right now. I would tell you if we were somewhere in the mid-50s, and I'll tell you where we're comfortable defensively, like one of our goals is to low 30s, high 20s, honestly. We feel like we're that good of a defensive team that if we're giving up more points in that, and obviously it's going to happen sometimes, yeah, you're going to get teams that are just scoring teams, but I don't think we're a 60, 70 point a game team, and even with the pace we play, because a lot of our defensive possessions – take a long time. Not our offensive possessions, but we defend. Like against Neillsville, there were a couple of possessions where we were defending for darn near 60 seconds out there, and I'm talking solid defense. So I don't, you know, some teams I think maybe you slow it down on offense. For us, I think we slow things down on defense because we don't create a lot of turnovers in the half court. We do when we're picking up full court, but when we play half court defense, we kind of wear teams out with that. So I would say probably in that mid-50 range is where we're probably comfortable. If we're going to score mid-50s, I would tell you most nights I'm comfortable. I think we're going to win that game if we can score in the mid-50s.
Let's talk about your conference outlook this year. Pacelli Conference champs last year. I bet you and some of the girls think you might have let that slip away, a conference championship. So what's the attitude towards your conference this year?
You know, we don't, and I know this is going to sound like this is, I'm just saying, like, we don't take anybody lightly. And that's another high quality attribute of this group, is that we go in and we always talk about respect the game, which means you approach your opponents and, you know, no matter who you're playing, the other team's trying to win the game too. Like, they're going to make adjustments. They're going to come out there. And last year, I felt like maybe we flew under the radar a little bit the first time we played teams. I don't think there are any teams this year that are going to come in and overlook us. So I said expect everyone's best every single night this year, because once you've arrived, you're going to get that every night. And so like Pacelli, obviously, you know, returns most of their squad from the championship last year. They're a solid ball club. I know, you know, I talked about Havlovitz from Wild Rose coming back. She's an exceptional player. There's just no, like, I'm not going to discount Almond Bancroft. Like, it's just a matter of we got to be ready to play on any given night. Do I lament? Like, you could talk about maybe it slipped away last year. Yeah, and I guess you could say that in any of those games. That's one thing we look at is those little, you know, we talk about possessions, and everybody remembers the last 2 minutes of the game, right? Well, 2 points is worth 2 points, whether you score it in the first 60 seconds or the last 60 seconds. So we talk about those little opportunities that are missed during the game, not just at the end of the game, is that loose ball in the first half, right, that results in a layup is going to change the whole complexion of that game. So don't get too focused on, like, the end of the games. But, yeah, I think, you know, last year some of those losses, I felt like we came back. I was worried how the girls would react to some of those losses. We had some really difficult losses last year, and it's like we rebounded. And we had several long winning streaks, and I would expect the same after what happened this weekend, right? It feels like we get better. After those games that are competitive, close games, whether we win or lose, it's like we come out of there a better basketball team because we have very reflective players. They sit down and they think about, and we talk about, like, you know, we don't focus on mistakes, but what would you do differently in that same situation and try to replicate that in practice. So I'm excited to get into conference play, and we do truly only look one, you know, it's 1-0. We're looking one game ahead, but certainly, I'm excited about what lies ahead of us and where we have where we're going to end up here in 20 games. We have 20 games to go here. So,
like every coach I've ever met, you've already given me the one game at a time speech. But I'm going to ask you this question here anyway because it's fun going to a sectional final. You and the girls had fun last year. You're right. I was at that game. You had fun in that game. You love to get back again. And you know, part of your season is to prepare for the
correct
postseason. So I look at your section this year, Athens, maybe a little bit down, but Columbus is up and coming. Mm-hmm. Pacelli is in there, and then you've already seen Assumption. So what kind of things do you work on day after day to get ready for the postseason?
So, you know, that in we talked before the interview here, it's hard to replicate that type of intensity in a practice, like for any team. Like even an Assumption would have trouble replicating that. You know, they go pretty deep and they're pretty aggressive, but to replicate that type of intensity that you get in those games. And I think, you know, you asked where's our sweet spot scoring. You don't see a lot of sectional finals and sectional semifinal games that are like 70 to 65. Those are like grinded out games that every possession matters. And I think that's kind of what we focus on is that just make every possession count. And a big part of that was upgrading this non-conference schedule. And it certainly, that is not meant to demean any teams we played in the past. The reality is just, you know, I'd ask Mark, I said, Mark, here's a list of teams. See who we can get on the schedule with for next year, because we've talked to the girls and said, girls, we may have a worse record this year going into the playoffs and be a better team because we're going to play some teams that have improved. You mentioned, you know, we don't have Columbus on the schedule this year, but they certainly, you know, they're on the upswing, right? Auburndale's a solid team that we got coming up for a non-conference game. So I think that's what we keep talking about is that all these games, we want to win conference. That's a goal. But everything that happens in those 24 games is to prepare you for what comes after that. And all you can do is go out and compete. And, you know, and part of the thing, too, is we know this. I'm sure you hear this from coaches. Is you know, and being healthy. The teams that are playing well at the end and that are healthy. Like, and you can't control injuries. But my hope is that we are playing our best basketball. You know, going into February, the end of February, there is when we're playing our best basketball. And I'm pretty determined that, you know, this year with this group of seniors, last year what we talked about, we had one senior, Tasha, and what we said to the juniors, everybody should be playing like you're a senior. You owe that to Tasha, but also you don't know what next year holds. You could blow a knee out and miss your senior. You got to play like this is your last season. Well, it's hard to know how teenagers are. Yeah, they're like, yeah, coach, but now it is. This is it. You got a senior team, and I always feel like when you have seniors, there's that little bit of urgency with that with them. And I will say, on the other side of that, last year it was a fun ride. I feel like there's a little more pressure this year, right? Like, you know, that the kids know that there's more pressure. We were sectional finalists last year. You got the whole team back. But I would argue that this sectional that we're in, that our half is a pretty tough sectional to be in this year. It's a different set of teams, but all we can do is play the season out to get that seeding, and then, you know, it's about matchups. Let's be realistic when you get in there. There's certain teams like you'd rather see in a sectional semifinal than a regional championship, and that's the reality. So seeding matters when you go into the playoffs.
A real last one, Gene, and we're up against a hard stop here at the top of the hour, but you've got a player with a milestone coming up tomorrow night. It's going to be a special night in the gym. I just want to give you a chance to advertise that game and tell the other people to come out and watch your girls play tomorrow night.
Yeah, so we're all about team, but Reese Grimm is 8 points away from 1,000 for her career. She's actually needs 57 to become the all-time leading scorer in the Pittsville girls basketball.
So you're calling
history.
57 tomorrow night.
I am not calling that. Do not quote me on that one. I'm getting that is. We'll go to the 1,000, but I would assume sometime in the near future, in the next month, that she's going to set a couple of milestones that are pretty impressive, and mainly two. If Reese was a selfish basketball player, she would have broke 1,000 sometime in the middle of her junior year. What makes it impressive is in some of these games, Reese is playing 14 to 15 minutes only when the scores. She doesn't pad her stats. So this is truly, and she's only the third girl in the history of Pittsville School District that the girls' basketball program that would break 1,000 when she does it. So that's pretty special for her and for the community.